This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Prime Minister Tony Blair has named Britain's UN ambassador as his special representative to Iraq. Jeremy Greenstock, a fluent Arabic speaker, will assume his post in September. The naming of Greenstock, a senior British diplomat, occurs at a time when peacemaking and the reconstruction effort in Iraq are encountering serious difficulties. NPR's Guy Raz is in London. What's the significance of Greenstock's appointment?
Bob, I think it's a very significant one. I mean, British officials in London and representatives in Baghdad have been grumbling for some time that they don't have the kind of influence over the reconstruction effort that they'd like. Now, of course, the British government would never admit that, at least publicly, but it's definitely a sign that London wants to have more influence over what's happening in Iraq. Some press accounts here are already describing the Greenstock appointment as a sort of message to Washington that that because Britain has more historical experience in sort of administering occupied territories, it can offer an example of what needs to be done. One newspaper went as far as calling him the new colonial governor, in fact. I think the other message it sends, Bob, is that Britain wants to give the impression that it's still very much engaged with the Iraq situation. I mean, for one thing, Greenstock is no lightweight. In fact, he's probably the best-known British diplomat after the Foreign Secretary Jack Straw. And you'll remember that he really pushed for UN backing before the war broke out. So he will, for the time being, remain Britain's ambassador to the United Nations. He'll stay there through the summer before he then goes to Baghdad.
The British government is said to be concerned about the slow pace of the reconstruction effort in Iraq. One British official is calling the situation chaotic.
That's right. This morning, the Daily Telegraph quoted an unnamed senior British official who offered a fairly damning assessment of the reconstruction effort. He called the Office for Reconstruction, quote, the single most chaotic organization I've ever worked for. And he said the office suffers from an almost complete absence of direction. I can tell you that comments like those have been echoed by British officials recently returned from Iraq. In fact, I spoke to one last week who told me that the Brits have almost zero influence over the reconstruction process, and there's a real sense of frustration among them because they sort of feel that the ongoing power struggle between the Pentagon and the State Department has really hampered the process of getting the country up and running.
But isn't this supposed to be a joint U.S.-British effort?
Well, I think the Pentagon would certainly like to give that impression. ORHA, the Office for Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance in Iraq, is almost entirely funded by Washington. And the Pentagon is really the key player. Paul Bremer, who's the chief administrator in Iraq now, he answers to the Secretary of Defense. And the British, and then to a smaller extent Australians and other international officials there, are sort of playing second fiddle. And in fact, there is a sense among some British officials in Iraq that they're in effect being taken for granted by U.S. officials there.
NPR's Guy Raz in London.